audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Ooh, it's cold out there. Oh, finally we made it, Daddy. You're good driving. Oh, yeah, it got pretty ugly there towards the end, but I wasn't really worried. It's nice to be inside, but it will be better when the heater starts running. hold on. I couldn't get any signal on the road, but I do now. Well, I just got a text from Kyle. Mom's car got turned back about a mile from the last rest stop. She's furious that they wouldn't let her through, but looks like they won't be making it this year. Yeah, she decided to turn back and go home. I mean, I don't blame her. Otherwise, they'd just be stuck in a hotel. At least we got to the cabin. I guess we're having separate Christmases this year. It's just me and you, Daddy, but I'm not concerned. We have plenty of food and drinks and fuel for the generator and heater, and of course, I remembered to pack your gifts and bring them with me. What about you? Did you bring anything for me, or does Mom have all my gifts in her car? You don't have to answer that, but that little smile tells me everything I need to know. Yeah, I guess I am still pretty happy. I mean, I get to spend Christmas with you, and I suppose I can look forward to having all of your attention this year. Does that make me seem childish? I hope not. I just miss the time we used to spend together. What about you? Are you looking forward to lots of alone time with your favorite and only daughter? I'm glad. I guess we're not being selfish so much as making the best of an unexpected situation. Did I plan this? How could I plan for the weather to get this bad? It wasn't predicted after all. Well, yes. I suppose I was the one to tell you to keep going when you were thinking of turning back. But then again, you did agree with me, didn't you? You didn't even suggest otherwise. You just kept driving. If I subconsciously, of course, was trying to get you alone, wouldn't that mean that you were doing the same thing by agreeing so fast? Maybe you wanted my permission to be alone with me. Maybe you wanted to be free of Mom and Kyle just for a little while. Just long enough to spend an isolated, romantic Christmas with your 18-year-old daughter. Did I say romantic? I must have meant something else. it couldn't possibly be romantic with just two of us here, could it? Oh, look outside, Daddy. It's getting dark. It's quiet, but the snow is coming down so fast. It's beautiful. It's like a fantasy world. It's kind of like a dream, you know? The consequences don't seem quite as real up here. The consequences of what I'm about to ask. I feel kind of giddy. I don't know if I'm gonna regret this later, but I really have to ask you something. And please tell me the truth, okay? Alright. You have been looking at me differently recently. Why? Ugh. Come on, you know what I mean. Ugh. Okay, well, the first time I noticed was on Thanksgiving. I dropped the salad on the floor and felt like an idiot. I bent over to pick it up. Mom helped me. And when we sit up, you were looking right at me, Daddy. Like, I've never seen you look at me. You were breathing just a little bit too hard. Your eyes were feverish, a little crazy, even. You scared me, Daddy. I thought that I must have done something wrong beyond just dropping food. No, I'm not mistaken. I've never been looked at like that by anyone, especially not a man. And I could see how hard you were. You didn't even try to hide it. Maybe you weren't even thinking about it. I didn't realize until later how tight that skirt was on me or how high it rode up when I bent over. I actually did some tests in front of my mirror upstairs, and you could see the tops of my thighs. You probably even saw the bottom of my panties. That did something to you, didn't it? It changed the way you saw me. No, Daddy, I'm definitely not accusing you of anything. I'm not really upset. I'm not. I just want to know if I'm right or not. I felt a little bit crazy lately, you know? Like, I'm imagining things. And I don't think I am. I caught you looking at me a few more times, and always when a little more of my thighs or chest were exposed than normal. Another example? Okay, this one. This one was my fault for sure. I wasn't really sure that it wasn't just wishful thinking, and to be honest, I don't think of myself as hot, but I get told that I am a lot, so if I get noticed by a man, even my daddy, it could just be a natural reaction to seeing something nice. So, I left the bathroom door open when I was showering, and I kept the shower door clean of fog, and I checked every now and then just to see. And I caught you at the end, standing there. I couldn't tell how long you'd been there for, but you were staring at me, not glancing or peeking, just staring. I want to know what you were thinking about while you were looking at your little girl naked and wet. Tell me, please. Fine, you can answer me later, okay? But I'm going to hold you to that. I won't forget. Hey, what are you doing? What are you taking out of your pocket? What is that? Oh, I see. You want to give me something before you answer, huh? I was just joking about gifts earlier. You don't have to give me one right away. It's still just Christmas Eve after all. Okay, I suppose an exception can be made. This is kind of a nice way to distract me, though. Ooh, a red pack? looks really elegant. With a small box inside. Good things usually come in these, I know that. And the card says, to my snow angel. Aww. Oh my. No, Daddy. I don't like it. I love it. I've never seen anything more beautiful. This is the most beautiful necklace I've ever seen. I'm not even sure Mom owns anything this nice. Oh, the way the chains link and the little ring at the end. It's so gorgeous. Daddy, is this rose gold with diamonds? Oh, this must have cost a fortune. No, I'm not complaining, Daddy. I'm just a bit overwhelmed. I want to wear it right now. Oh, wait, no. Will you put it on me, Daddy? I think that's the way it's supposed to be done, right? I mean, isn't that what guys do when they get their girls gifts like this? Well, I want the full experience, so let me take my coat off and go stand in front of the mirror. Okay. Feels so cool on my skin. Just close the clasp and... Daddy, it's beautiful. I love it so much. I feel like... I'm not making a lot of sense, am I? I feel like you putting this on me has like a deeper meaning. Kind of like you own me, like I'm yours forever. Sorry, that was weird. I don't know what I was thinking. Daddy? I like the way you're looking at me in the mirror. It's just like when I was talking about before. Yeah. You're not avoiding the subject now, are you? You're not looking away either. You're just leaving your hands on my shoulders and... I love when you rub my upper arms like that. Is that silly or weird? I don't know. It just feels so good. It makes me feel all warm inside. Daddy, your hands, they're moving, wrapping around me under my arms. Oh, Daddy, you're pressed so closely against me. I'm having some trouble thinking. You can't, just do this. We should, Oh, Daddy, fuck, that feels so good when you massage my tits. I know that it's wrong, it's just, but, oh, shit, fuck, it's Mom. She must be calling to make sure we're all right. I'll take this, okay? Just don't distract me too much. Okay. Hi? Yeah. Yeah, I got Kyle's text. It's a bummer, but... Daddy, stop kissing my neck. She's gonna hear. No, Mom. Everything's fine. I'm just helping Dad unpack. The snow isn't supposed to stop until at least tomorrow night, and then probably we'll take a day to clear after that. So, well... probably be here for a while. No, Dad's behaving. He's just making some dumb jokes. You know how he is. Yeah, I brought his gifts and it looks like mine are here too. So I guess we'll just have to make deal with what we have. Daddy, you're working me up so much. Can't, your hands drive me crazy. No. I'm sure we won't get bored up here, and I know Daddy will take good care of me. Okay, Mom. Love you too. Bye. Daddy, you jerk. You shouldn't do that when I'm on the phone, or, I mean, I'm not sure that you should. Do I want you to stop? No, not at all. I was just surprised on the phone. You were touching me so much and in places no one ever has before. And I'm just so worked up and don't let go. I mean it. I want this. I've wanted this for so long. So long. I am not sure, though. I don't. What are you doing to me? I'll do whatever you want, okay? I'm yours, and I want to make you happy. Can I sit in your lap, though? I think it would be easier for me to talk to you and easier for you to touch me. See? There, that's better. I always feel safe in your lap with your arms around me. I need to tell you something. I know I can feel how excited you are, and I'm really excited too. But I have to say something. I'll be quick, okay? And then you can decide what you want to do with me. Okay. I want things, Daddy. Things I'm not supposed to want. Things no one is supposed to want. But I worry that you'll be disgusted by what I want or reject me, but I don't think either of those things will happen. I worry more about how you'll see me, though, especially after we've crossed this line. It matters to me so much. You always say that I look like an angel. You tell me that I'm your angel. So, tell me, Daddy, will I still look like an angel with your cock in my mouth? Will I still be your angel when you're buried deep inside me and my little legs are wrapped around you trying to get you to go even deeper? Or will you think that I'm just a slut? Those are both things that I want, Daddy, and I don't want you to think I'm a slut. I don't want to ever stop being your angel. I think that as long as I'm your angel, I could do anything for you. Anything at all. So if you're going to think badly of me after having me, then just let me sit here for a moment in your lap, and then I'll get up and we can pretend like none of this ever happened. But if I'll still be your angel, Daddy, then what I'd really like is for you to touch me. I mean, for you to touch my pussy, to finger me. I'm so wet, Daddy. You did this to me. You got your little girl so swollen and sensitive, and I'm aching for you. I need to be filled, Daddy, and, yes, Daddy, slide your hand up my thigh and push my skirt up, and, God, your hand feels so good on the outside of my panties, but I want it inside. Must know, Daddy. I'm just gonna pull them right off, alright? Mm-hmm. There. I'm sorry I'm getting your lap all wet, but... Oh. Fuck. Your fingers are so thick. Oh, you're just... You're playing with me. And just... They barely fit inside me. And I can't even think anymore. Yeah. Thumb my clit, daddy, please. Fuck. Oh, you're so fucking hard for me, aren't you? Yeah. You know what I want for Christmas, daddy? I want you to take me to bed. I want you to fuck me. I want you to breed me. That's what I want. Am I on birth control, daddy? I can't seem to remember. Let's go with whichever answer would make you happier. Don't worry about tomorrow or next week or when we get home. The only thing that matters is right now. The only thing that's real is you and me. Carry me to bed, daddy. Take me to bed and meet me yours. Oh. You're so strong, daddy. Carry me like I'm nothing. I've never seen you go up the stairs so quickly. Oh. Oh, you must be excited if you're just gonna toss me into the bed like that. I can't wait, daddy. I'm gonna take off the shirt and skirt, and when I'm done, I want you to have your cock out, okay? Okay. Fuck, daddy. It's so nice. I'm so jealous. Mom has had this all to herself for all these years, and she's never even thought to share. I'm aching for you, daddy. I'm so fucking empty. I want you in my mouth, but I need you inside my pussy right now. Don't worry about being gentle, daddy. Don't worry. Just get on top of me and... Oh, God. You're so fucking big. Wait. Don't go slow, daddy. Don't let me get used to it. Just find me, daddy, okay? I love it. I love this feeling. Fuck. You're stretching me out. You're making me hurt so fucking good. Yeah, your cock is ruining me for other men, daddy. I'm only gonna be happy if you're the one fucking me. Yeah. Harder. Daddy, please, please go harder. I can take it. I can take it. I can take anything for you. Yeah. Fuck me like you want to punish me, okay? Like you want me to hurt. Like you want to hurt me. Fuck me like mom won't let you. Yeah. Yes, just take me. Daddy, don't worry, don't hold back. Don't stop until you're satisfied. Look me in the eyes when you come in me, daddy. I need to see how much you love me. I need to know while you're feeling. I need to know while you're feeling me. While you're twitching, daddy, you're close. Don't hold back, okay? Don't stop. Just come in me, okay? Come inside me. Yeah. Oh, Daddy, we're gonna come together. Oh, Daddy, you're gonna make me come. Yeah, you want me to come on your cock? Good. You hold me? Please hold me forever.